I think my motivations come from probably from my family history. Both my parents left school when they were, my mum when she was 14, my dad when he was 15. They had no knowledge of universities. We lived in Bath in England before there was any university there. In fact, the university in Bath was established about the same time as La Trobe, actually, when I was a school kid. University was an unknown element for me until through my high school, some of the teachers there, identified some of the kids to sort of go on to university. So that's what I did. I think within my family, my grandmother, my paternal grandmother, was herself passionate about education. She had won a scholarship to a grammar school at the age of 13. She was a daughter of a blacksmith in a village in Wiltshire. She won the scholarship, but she couldn't take it up because she had to work to help her parents maintain her younger siblings. But she was always passionate about education. And I think sort of recognizing how lucky I was to receive an excellent education, and I should say, an education fully paid for by the state. When I went to university in the UK, not only was university free, but because my parents weren't particularly well off, I received a maintenance grant. So I was paid by the government to go to university. That made me really aware of how privileged I have been and just how enormously important, transformational, I suppose, higher education has been in my life. It's taken me into a world which I didn't know existed. And having benefited from that, I want to try to create those opportunities for other people. I have to say, I think my parents have no, I say have, my mum died a number of years ago, but had no real knowledge of what happened in university. They were just immensely proud that I'd studied at university, got a degree, and my brother did too. And immensely proud that I was staying on in university. They didn't really have any sense as to what I did, other than that I was, to some extent, a teacher, a teacher with even longer holidays than school teachers have. I mean, that was their view of what happens in universities. And when I said, yes, yeah, but it's in the vacation time that I focus on the research, and they said, well, yes, probably, but what exactly is that? And then very occasionally I would produce a book and say, oh, this is what I've published, this is what I was working on. They'd feel very proud that they would have the book at home, sitting on a table, not terribly interested in the contents of the book, but quite interested in what picture was on the cover. But that sense of pride, I think, is very, very common. And we see it here at La Trobe. I mean, some of the best days, I think, at the university are graduation days, when you see the friends and supporters and the parents of each cohort of graduates turn up, and they're so proud of the achievements of their children, and so they should be, because I think it's sort of an innate desire on the part of parents to see their children succeed, to do better than they have done, and at a university, that's what we can provide those opportunities. That's why I'm passionate about educational opportunities, about access, and about ensuring that we provide every opportunity we possibly can to help students succeed.